AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Police in Baltimore are preparing for two very large weekend protest marches over the death of a black man in police custody earlier this month. A 10 p.m. curfew will remain in effect through Sunday, according to officials. At a news conference, somebody asked the police commissioner, Anthony Batts, if residents could go outside on the front porches of their homes after 10 p.m. He says his officers will be flexible about the curfew, but...
It would be a little dicey if I was going to arrest you for being on your stoop, but also, I don't expect you to be outside. This is not playtime. This is a serious time. You don't bring in state government and the National Guard to be playtime. We expect you to be inside your residence and inside your domicile.
Police have given the findings of their investigation into Freddie Gray's death to the prosecutor. She will decide whether anyone is charged. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein, who is not connected with this case, has this advice for those in Baltimore.
I would just, you know, urge the people of Baltimore, as much as you don't want to hear this, you just need to be patient so that the right thing happens.
In Nepal, residents are struggling to try to return to normal lives after the weekend earthquake that we now know killed more than 6,200 people. Our Tim Sullivan reports from overseas that the capital of Kathmandu is trying to come back to life.
The regular vegetable vendors are riding their bicycles through the streets, hawking vegetables. So there really is a feeling that normalcy is returning. Almost everybody who had been sleeping outside, afraid of aftershocks, has moved back inside. The city's been battered, but it is now in a serious recovery mode.
Two survivors were rescued yesterday. The mayor of Ankara, Turkey, is calling a U.S. State Department spokeswoman a stupid blonde. The mayor let Marie Harf have it on Twitter after she criticized Turkish police tactics during some demonstrations there. This is AP Radio News. You may know that David Letterman is retiring this month. Well, last night, First Lady Michelle Obama visited him on late night and brought a little surprise. No, it was not the president.
You've been just such a huge supporter, so we decided to pay tribute to you. We have here with us today the president's own United States Marine Band.
Whoa.
In honor of you, Dave.
Really?
And there they are. And with the president's term ending in 2017, Mrs. Obama says she's going to have a lot of time on her hands, too. And she suggested the two of them hang out together. And we now know where the president is going to build his presidential library, Chicago, his hometown. That's according to two individuals who have knowledge of this. His library will be built on Chicago's South Side. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.